So, wir sind zurück am Strand von Dangers beim Wattenschlägfest 2024. Der Hamburger Produzent und DJ Aerobik hat gerade sein Set auf der Hauptbühne beendet. Dort, wo heute Abend um 22 Uhr dann Chiasmos auftreten werden. Ein Duo aus Island und von den Färöer Inseln, Olafur Arnalds und Janus Rasmussen. Die beiden arbeiten schon sehr lange solo als Komponisten und Produzenten im Bereich elektronischer Musik. Olafur Arnalds ist einer der erfolgreichsten Musiker im Bereich Ambient und Neoklassik. Seine Musik wird in Kinofilmen, in Theaterstücken und in Fernsehproduktionen eingesetzt. Und Janus Rasmussen produziert unter anderem elektronische Popmusik auf Island und auf den Färöer Inseln und hat auch schon in einigen Gruppen dort mitgespielt. Und heute Abend sind sie dann hier beim Wattenschlick, der große Headliner mit elektronischer Musik. Chiasmos are now the headliner for this night here at Wattenschlick Festival. I just recently saw a video where you played in France in a very beautiful location in the mountains, and this is also a very beautiful location. What do you think about the site you've here so far?
It's very, very beautiful. We just came from a very long car ride and an airplane, and it's really nice to be here on the beach with the ocean in the sun.
Yeah, this is a good way to end our day after all of this traveling.
Yeah.
So this is paradise for us right now.
You still have some work to do, so we look forward for the show tonight. Tell us a little bit about your friendship. You started working together when you were still a sound technician for bands in Iceland and on the Faroe Islands. So you can go back a long time. What is it that bonds you together for working over such a long period of time as Chiasmos together?
Simply a love for music, love for electronic music. That's how we met. I was working for his band at the time. I was the sound technician for Janus's band Blood Group, and we discovered that we both were quite interested in electronic dance music, and that's what keeps us going still.
Yeah, and then just our friendship and you know, shared interest of music and music making, production.
The sound of Chiasmos is some kind of orchestral and ambient textures, but also with a lot of minimal techno and elements of drum and bass even. What is important for a track to really become a Chiasmos composition?
I don't think we have a clear answer of it, but we feel like we're always moving, you know, from our first album to our new album. I guess we always like to take you on a journey. It's melodic music, but it's still beat driven. There's, you know, you can dance to it, you can nod to it, you can meditate to it, you could make food to it or whatever. So yeah, it's up to the individual listener what you take out of it.
It's like an invitation. I think we want our music to be inviting, should be warm, should feel like home in some sense, like a safe place.
It's not strictly rave, of course. It's a music that you called in an interview some sort of emotional rave. Can you go a little bit further into that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a half joke. I guess what we do, like we like to make people dance, but we want the dance to be filled with feelings and emotion, which it always is in a sense, so I guess it's more of a joke.
You worked together for a long time, but between the first album and the new album, there's been like 10 years. That's quite a long time for a group or even a duo. Why did you take your time to develop this new record over this stretch, over this period?
It's a combination of many things. We make music on our own. We're solo artists and producers, and we just wanted to take some time to make our own, work on our own projects between finishing touring our first album, which was in 2016, 17, or 18 even. So we needed a little bit of a breather before we wanted to go and write another album. And then obviously we had a pandemic, and that made it three more years delay. So it basically, it's just life in general. This is what happens.
Yeah, it had to feel like the right time. It never felt like the right time until now, I think.
This is a festival that is well known for indie pop, for young bands, but also for people who like young pop music, rock music even. So a lot of people said before, it's like, we don't know if this will fit the bill or this will work. Is it for you like interesting to play to a sort of audience who don't know maybe what to expect?
I'm very curious about tonight, to be honest. I'm looking over the crowd and as you say, it's maybe a crowd that is not familiar with our music necessarily. I don't know, maybe they are. I haven't met them yet. So I'm really curious, but we like a challenge. And I think the purpose of any musician on stage is to get the people on board, whether they are longtime fans or are seeing you for the, or hearing you for the first time. It's our job to bring them with us and have a good time together.
I also feel like our shows aren't like your typical electronic shows. It starts pretty slow and emotive and builds up to a more of a dance. So it's very inviting, you know. It's not just from the first, you know, song, just in your face beats. So I think we'll do fine.
We're listening to a track from the new album called Sailing now. Can you please tell us a little bit about this song?
I think it was one of the last songs we wrote for the album, so it's actually quite a new song. Maybe from the end of last year we wrote it, just as we were finishing up the album. That's somehow when we got the most inspired to make new music. This often happens when the pressure is gone, you know, you have the album, then suddenly you make your best songs, I think. So yeah, it was the first or second single that we released from the new album, and it's not about anything, there's no story, it's just a fun melody and a fun beat.
Okay, we listen to this now and maybe you listen to it later when you're playing live. Thank you very much for coming to our show and have a great time here at Wattenschlick Festival this evening with this crowd.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.